We're doing the Avat Chesed, run up to page Shin Chaf Gimel in the Zeligman edition. In the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing the verse that says, Ashrei Maskil El Dal. Praise is he who gives thought about how to help the poor. And he said there are all kinds of poverty. There are different types of poverty. There's a guy who's poor because he doesn't have a house. There's a guy who's poor and he doesn't have clothing. There's a guy who's poor who doesn't have food. Then there's a guy who's poor because he doesn't have intellect. So he said, you have a guy who's poor because he doesn't have strength. So in each scenario, you have to give some thought how you're going to help him. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Charity means I'm thinking what will help the other person. So he began by discussing a person who's poor in his intellect, and because of that, he ends up going down a bad path. They tell him, hey buddy, try this, it's good for you. And he takes a swig, a swiff, a sniff, a snuff, and before he knows it, he's hooked in the wrong direction. So that guy who's poor in intellect, you got to help him with helping him get out of the rut he's in, or not getting into a rut. Then you have a guy who's poor in intellect when it comes to basic etiquette. So in doing that, he's going to destroy his business. The guy has a bakery and he's unsavory. You look at him and you see his nails are dirty. You don't exactly want to buy from a guy like that when you know he's making your food. Sometimes everyone mocks him because of this. So you could say, hey, the guy's a nut. Or you could say, no, the poor guy doesn't understand that there's basic etiquette that you got to adhere to. And you teach him. And in this too, there's a mitzvah to educate him. So he doesn't mess up what he's trying to accomplish in life, and that he doesn't end up getting laughed at. So I'm going to give you a few examples that people might not think of. Cutting nails is an important thing. You're going to go on a date. So a friend of mine was going out on a date today, and I noticed he was wearing a long sleeve shirt, and the bottom of his sleeve was black. So I said, hey, if you're going on a date tonight, I sure hope you're changing shirts. So he looks at the other sleeve and says, what's the problem? So I said, try looking at the first sleeve. So he said, oh, that. It's not all that. To the girl, it means something. Why shouldn't you behave in accordance with a certain etiquette? And there are simple things that a person has to change or adopt habits. Going on a date, iron your shirt. You could say, I don't care. Yeah, but she might care, and there's common etiquette. You're going to a job interview. Put on a tie. You're never going to regret showing up conservative. There's a family event. Show up conservative. Worst comes to worst, you'll be slightly overdressed. Nothing will happen. Basic things. Where else do people? People sometimes don't take a haircut. People sometimes don't take a shave. I notice none of you are shaved here tonight. Okay. So the 9 days. Fine. You have a good excuse. 3 weeks. Say that. But seriously, in certain circumstances, that can make a big difference. Yes.
Is this also kind of like the difference between what we call today street smart and book smart?
We might call it street smart. Sometimes giving a person a tip. 2 years ago, I spoke about deodorant in shul. And people thought I was crazy. Now, the reason I spoke about it was because there was one family which everyone didn't want to sit next to. Their body odor just bothered people. So if the parents weren't teaching the kids this concept, I felt like I'm going to find a way to stick it into the speech about the parsha, about basic cleanliness and deodorant. Those of you who get my parsha sheet will notice that this past week I wrote, a person who's bothered because he's sweating in the 9 days can cleanse himself. We don't take pleasurable showers, but we do cleanse ourselves when a person's bothered. And then I wrote, what about a guy who says, I'm not bothered. People around me are bothered, but it doesn't bother me. So then the Torah says you should still take care for other people. Put on a deodorant, put on a cologne. It's not prohibited in the 9 days. Just because you're not bothered, I don't have to take a shower. It's not permissible for me to take a shower, the guy says, because it really doesn't bother me. Okay, fine, but then there are other solutions that are permissible in the 9 days. So that's where sometimes people don't know. If a person grows up in a house where it's acceptable to grow nails this long and have filthy black nails, he's going to show up to a job interview in the food industry. Who's going to want him? Even in the people industry, who's going to want him? You talk to him. You find a nice way to tell him you help him get on track. So there are little things, and sometimes it takes skill to know how to tell someone something. Sometimes the easier route is to turn away and not look and not deal, and you know, the guy's going to keep falling. And it takes a lot of care and thought to be able to tell someone, you know, it might make sense to buy deodorant or to buy the guy a gift, a cologne, and then talk to him in a way that's not offensive. It takes thought. Just because you notice the problem doesn't mean you're the guy who can offer the solution. Ashrei maskil el dad. That's why a person has to think about this impoverished person. How can I help him? Can I help him? Maybe I should get someone else to talk to him. V'itmonen ba'atzmo. And a person should think himself. Imagine you have a son. And that's what I tell guys here sometimes. Imagine your son is in a different city. And he was making these mistakes. Wouldn't you want someone to teach him how to behave? You should do the same for your friend. That's what I've told guys here. You know, your parents don't see you. No one's going to tell you, go get a haircut. No one's going to tell you, hey, you should cut your nails. No one's going to tell you, hey, it's really not nice to walk around this way. So if your parents don't see you, I'm going to tell you. And again, if you have a relationship, you can say it nicely. This is part of the mitzvah of loving your friend like yourself. But again, you better be in the right place to say it. Sometimes you don't have a relationship with the person, then you're not the right person to say it. And as the Rambam writes, what does it mean to love your friend like yourself? That you care for his assets like your own. And you want your friend's honor just as you want your own. It's not so easy. You know, you walk by and you see someone left his lights on in the car. What do you do? Do you go looking who's the owner of the car? Let me go tell him. Okay. So that's the second type of poverty, says the Chafetz Chaim. A poverty in basic intellect, which affects basic etiquette. And here, if you're really thinking about the person, you will find a way to help them out of that state. It's not simple, but it is important. And it's that's why we started our learning of Sefer Amidot. We had a student here from England who was very bothered that people would sometimes walk into class and walk right in front of him when they could just as well have gone behind him. A guy would be sitting in class, I left my pen in the other room, and tapping his pen on his chair. Like, don't you realize that could be painful? That could bother a person? So he felt that people were missing basic etiquette. So we started learning Sefer Amidot in the hope that we'd be sensitized a little bit more. But that's part of our job. If we can, again, just because you identify the problem doesn't mean you can be part of the solution. That's a touchy subject. Tov, so that's the second type of impoverished person, and that's where the Chafetz Chaim says we have to apply maskil el dal, to think about the person to see how we can help them.